The report in the Albany Times-Union says the unidentified woman alleges that Cuomo, late last year, asked her to his private residence in the mansion to help him fix his smartphone. According to the paper, the woman says the governor closed the door and allegedly reached under her blouse and began to inappropriately touch her. The governor's counsel reported the incident to the Albany Police Department after the alleged victim declined to do so. Five other women also say the governor either sexually harassed them or inappropriately touched them in other encounters. Cuomo denies that he ever touched anyone inappropriately. He's asked for everyone to withhold judgment until the investigation conducted by Attorney General Letitia James is completed. But the new allegations spurred 59 Democrats in the legislature to write a letter asking for the governor's immediate resignation. Freshman Democrat John Mannion of Syracuse, who signed the letter, says the accusations, if true, form a disturbing pattern of behavior.
This pattern is predatory. And it is distracting.
He says it's no longer okay to wait until the attorney general finishes her probe. He says in addition to the sexual harassment charges, the governor and his aides are also under federal investigation for potentially covering up nursing home death numbers during the COVID-19 pandemic.
And it is not the only thing that is concerning. We have other, for lack of a better word, scandals that are out there that where the information has not been forthright, not fully truthful. And I don't know if people were directed to do certain things or not, but I know that that has to be investigated. And right now, where we are is very troubling.
The leader of the state Senate, Andrea Stewart-Cousins, has already asked the governor to resign. Assemblyman John McDonald, a Democrat from Cohoes, did not sign on to the letter. He says while he does not think Cuomo should resign right now, he thinks the governor is too compromised to carry out his duties, like negotiating the budget due at the end of the month. He says the governor should step aside while the investigation continues.
If it was anybody else, any other employee in this building that wasn't an elected official, they'd be put out immediately on administrative leave.
McDonald says he believes if Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul were to become acting governor, she's more than capable of handling budget talks and management of the pandemic.
She's a very capable, smart individual, and she's also an individual that knows enough to surround herself with the right people to help through this process.
A spokeswoman for Hochul, when asked to comment about the evolving situation, referred back to the Lieutenant Governor's statement from earlier in the week. It said that Hochul wants the Attorney General's investigation to play out before any more steps are taken, and that she has confidence in AG James' team to get to the facts. Hochul had several public events on her schedule Thursday, all virtual, including a Zoom meeting with North Country community leaders.
Good afternoon, everybody. How you doing?
She gave a PowerPoint presentation on the governor's goals for the state and talked about an upcoming annual sporting competition that the governor has run in the Adirondacks. But Hochul did not once mention Andrew Cuomo's name. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.